Showcase, podcast number 4. Tonight's a special show. It is the Women in Blues show. This show was originally recorded on August 1st of 2014 at the Hull Avenue, back when Tom Morris Jr. owned the place. This is probably the highlight, or this was the highest that we had gone on a run at the Hull Avenue, and then after that it was just a disastrous plummet toward obscurity. But up to that point, and that show in particular, that was the highlight of it. We had a good run there for about 2 years. And then, you know, it's just the way things go. It is the business. But anyway, tonight's going to be different because I'm not going to be able to just play the whole show for you in the order that it happened, because Lee Bell, who recorded the show, did an outstanding job of mixing this stuff down, and he also took out all the crosstalk and, you know, a lot of the garbage that you get in between songs. And unfortunately, he also cut out the introduction. So what I'm going to do is kind of all our artists, and you'll get to hear them. Now, the interesting thing about the show was that the Bad Boys of the Blues, we were the house band at the Hall, along with the Reefer Seat Express. The Reefer Seat Express played on Wednesdays, and we played on Sundays. So we were the Sunday night band, and since this was a blues show, this obviously was our show, so we were the house band. For those of you that don't know, the house band is John East on guitar, Norman Sue on bass, Scott Hartung on the drums, and myself on the piano. We opened up the show, did a couple songs, and then we had the women come up. We had one middle, and then I think we played another song or two, and then got the show going again. And then I think we ended the show with the regular house band. So the people that were in the show, and this is not exactly how they showed up as far as, I think, matter of fact, this is alphabetical order here. It was Bree Edwards, Tina Haas Finley, Michelle Fulkerson Baldwin, April Gord, Krista Hoglund, Madam Jules, Sherry Luders, Barb Baker Miller, Bluebird Page, Joni Gooden Steele, and Trish Toma. So again, it was a great show. So I think what we'll do first is we'll open it up with John East doing, I think, Big Legged Women. And then we'll have my stepsister, Barb Baker Miller, follow that up. And then I'll come back after that. So hang in there.
You did Big Joe Turner. I'm going to do a little Big Joe and the Dyna Flows. Green. All you skinny little women, listen to what I'm putting down. Better get some meat on your bones, gal, if you wanna hang around. I like them big leg women, that's what I adore. She said, Johnny, you want some second helpers? All I can say was, baby, more, more, more.
Barb Baker Miller, my stepsister, playing Voodoo Woman. Next, we got Michelle Baldwin Fulkerson. Michelle Fulkerson Baldwin. There we go. Sorry about that. She has a great voice. She used to come up to the jams every once in a while, and she sang Chocolate Jesus, and we liked it so much, the band, that we said, you know, can you be a part of our show? And she said yes. It was really nice. She's got a voice that reminds me of Molly Nova from the Blue Band, just a great rendition of this song. And then following her will be Little April, April Gord. She'll be doing one of her favorite songs, Red House. And we always enjoy playing the song with her. A couple more good songs here from the Women in Blues show. This is Al Blues Podcast, number 4. Hang in there. We'll be right back.
Church on Sunday, don't get on my knees to pray, don't memorize the books of the Bible, I got my own special way. I know Jesus loves me, maybe just a little bit more. I fall down on my knees on Sunday, it's a store. It's got to be chocolate Jesus, made me feel so good inside. It's got to be chocolate Jesus, keeping me satisfied. I don't want no
is where my baby stays. Say there's a red house over yonder, yeah, is where my baby stays. But I haven't seen my little baby again. Wait a minute now. My keys won't unlock this door, no. Said, wait a minute, got a problem here. My keys won't unlock this door. But that's all right. Cause I can still make that pretty guitar sing. Yeah, give it up for that man, because I can't do anything like that. But I'm headed way back yonder. Way back on it here.
That was April with Red House. Pretty good. Now, the next couple, we've got Bree Edwards. She's going to do this a cappella song. And, hang on here. We're flying by the seat of our pants right now. Nothing But the Water. She's going to do this. This is amazing. She just kind of, I don't know if you've ever experienced this, but we were at a show and people were talking. You know how it is in bars. You know, we have these great performances going on, but people get distracted. And when she did this, the bar just went silent. I mean, everybody was just captivated by it. It was an amazing performance. And she's a great singer. I kind of wish she'd sing some more blues and But after that show, we never did see her again. I still contact with her on Facebook, but I definitely hope that she can find a band and start singing more. She's really awesome. And then also after that will be Bluebird Page, who originally was from Eastern Iowa, has been in Des Moines for quite a few years. An amazing singer, and at this point, I don't think she's in this band anymore, but she brought up Jean Marie and Krista Hoglund, and they helped her out on a J.B. Lenoir tune called How Long. So a couple more great performances for the Iowa Blue Showcase. All
right. This is one of my favorite songs. I'm going to do a cappella.
Oh, cool. Yay.
It's called Nothing But the Water. It's Grace Potter. I have seen what men can do when the evil lives inside of you. Many are the weak and the strong are. But with the water, we'll start anew. So won't you take me down to the levee? Take me down to the stream. Take me down to the water. We're gonna wash our souls clean. Take me down to the river, take me down to the lake. Yes, we'll all go together. We're gonna do it for the good Lord's sake. I have fallen too many times for the devil. Sweet cunning rhymes. This old world has brought me pain, but there's hope for me again. So won't you take me down to the levee, take me down to the stream, take me down to the water. We're gonna wash our souls clean. Take me down to the river, take me down to the lake. Yes, we'll all go together. Gonna do it for the good Lord's sake. I've tried my hand at the Bible, tried my hand at prayer, but now nothing but the water is gonna bring my soul to bear. I've tried my hand at the Bible, tried my hand at prayer, but now nothing but the water is gonna bring my soul to bear. But now nothing but the water is gonna bring my soul to bear.
Thanks, guys. Donations for the guys, for the girls, for the wait staff, tip them. Thank you so much for coming out.
Can I get my girls up here, please? Miss Krista and Jean Marie are going to join me. I gotta plug my new band. I am now in the Jean Marie Salem Project. I love, love, love this. And these girls are happening, so check them out. This is an old J.B. Lynn War song from the 1950s.
Yay, J.B.!
I hope you enjoy it. It's called How Much More Long. Gina Marie and Krista Hoglund.
I miss the arms that used to hold me.
Trish Choma and Hurts So Bad. That was an awesome song. She has an amazing voice. She does some Janis Joplin and other kind of blues rock stuff. And again, amazing vocalist. Unfortunately, we kind of messed up Women in Blues 2 with her, and the band liked to apologize for doing that. You know, it just... It was one of those things that, you know, I wish that we could do over and we can't, and we apologize. But as you can tell from that recording, she did an awesome job. The next song is called Des Moines Blues, and it's Sherry Luders. And this is a song that her brother Woody used to do in a band. Well, actually, I think Tom Gary Blues Band, and also he did this with the Bad Boys of the Blues. Woody, amazing drummer, harmonica player, singer, comedian, all around a nice guy. He played the song with us, and it was just always one of our favorites. And so, unfortunately, Woody had moved to California, and then he got cancer, and unfortunately he died. And it was kind of a blow to all of us because he was so young. You know, I guess it's kind of one of those things in life you have to deal with. So, unfortunately, he's gone, but his sister did this song for his memory and did an amazing job. So let's hear some Des Moines blues.
Hey, this next song is a... Now, Woody didn't write this part,
John
did he?
Dale.
John Dale out here, he wrote this song. It's called Des Moines. Woody sang it. It was Woody was her brother. He's my best friend. We were both born on the same day. Both our families came from Milo, Iowa, down south in Warren County, where the tree doesn't branch very often. But but we weren't related, though,
exactly.
I don't believe. But
related by the blues.
That's right, related by the blues. But anyway, this was his hit single back in the day with Alien Corn.
So I'm going to channel Woody tonight.
That's right. We're all going to channel Woody tonight.
Like to invite Miss Jean Marie to come to the stage and help me with this next song. We're gonna do a little Robert Johnson tune for you.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
he won't write to me.
Write to me.
You better come on in my kitchen, 'cause it's going to be raining outdoors. You better come on in my kitchen, 'cause it's going to be raining outdoors.
Thank you, Krista.
Thank
that
you,
was
guys.
Fun.
Thank you.
That was Krista Hoglund and Jean Marie. Krista, amazing piano player from here in Des Moines. She just has a way to play piano that is just, it's happy. That's the only way I can describe it. I wish I could do that. I really just love the way she plays. And then Jean Marie, and this is the second time that she did backups. She definitely would have been on the show, but unfortunately I didn't know her. It was the first time that we'd known about her. And she definitely was invited to our Women in Blues 2 that happened a year later. But unfortunately, I think she had some sort of commitment and wasn't able to do it. But hopefully, if we have a Women in Blues again, she'd be a part of it. All right, we're down to the last three. We've got Madam Jules, we've got Joni, and we've got Tina. Madam Jules and Joni Goodensteel both worked at the Hull Avenue. They were the singing bartenders, and I'm just going to put them back to back because that's what we did, and they were amazing, amazing singers. And when we left the Hull Avenue, we missed both them a lot. And Jules did show up and sing with us once at the Gas Lamp, but boy, having them there on Sunday nights, you know, work in the bar and then coming up and singing was just always amazing, and a couple of really talented ladies. And then we're going to end with the Queen of Des Moines Blues, Tina Haas Finley. Tina has been in town probably as long as I have as far as playing blues. I came back in the early 90s from Kansas City, and Tina has just grown and grown as an artist. She is not only a blues diva, but a jazz diva. She can do it all. She's been in musicals, and she's in the church. She does it all. She's amazing. Really grateful that she's here in town. She's a true star. So we're going to hear Jules first doing the old Beatles classic, Oh Darling. Then we're going to hear Joni, and she's going to do Etta James At Last, and then we'll end up with Tina, and Tina's going to do I'm a Woman.
All right,
from the Iowa Blue Showcase.
Before we do a short intermission, we got Jules. The singing bartender, ladies and gentlemen.
Veta. Are you ready?
Up 44 pairs of socks and hammer hanging on the line. I can start your 2 dozen shirts before you can count from 1 to 9. I can scoop up a great big dipper full of lard from the drippings can. Throw in my skillet, go to my shop and before it melts in the pan. Cause I'm a woman. W-O-M-A-N. I'm gonna say it again. House till it's shining like a dime. Feed the baby, grease the car, and powder my face at the same time. Get all dressed up, go out and swing till 4 a.m. and then lay down at 5, jump up at 6, and start all over again. Cause I'm a woman. Woo! Make you well. If you come to me hexed up, you know I'll break that spell. If you come to me hungry, I'll fill you full of grits. If it's loving you lacking, I'll kiss you and give you that shivering fits. Cause I'm a woman. Woo! Love you. it down. We're going to finish this up. All right, we got one more verse. Now listen. Now listen. Now, thank you for that money and listen. I can stretch a greenback dollar bill from here to kingdom come. Ha! I can pay the numbers, pay the bills, and still end up with some. I got a $20 gold piece, says there ain't nothing I can't do. I'm like a dress out of a feed bag. I'm like a man out of you, cause I'm a woman. Hey, W-O-M-A-N. I'm gonna say it again, cause I'm a woman. W-O-M-A-N. The four, hey. Oh, cause I'm a woman. Hey, W. Woo!
Okay, we're out of time. We're going to finish up with the official blues song of Iowa called Amazingly Enough Iowa. And we always end our shows with this, so just you might as well hear the whole thing. I want to thank you all for listening to podcast number 4. Next week, podcast number 5, we're going to go back to the original Iowa Blues Showcase shows, pull one out of the archive. So thank you for listening. Come back next week, and this is the Iowa Blues Showcase. Good night.
you won't find a scourge wood found most anywhere. And when it's late at night, you could always find a way. 'Cause our war is a place I wanna stay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Our war. Don't let me down. Just stay that fancy cow town. Oh, I miss it. Bang, job, a good time tonight. Yeah. We all happy the blues is back in town. Yeah. Y'all happy to hear all those great women sing us. Yeah. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
Can I hear a hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Can I hear a praise the blues?
Praise the blues.
I love it. I don't even have to say anything else.